you from Soho House, downtown LA, the warehouse like none other, established in 2020, and we made it here to record a special session for you. Not only do we have the members who brought me and Dre here, but Vod's Hot City is taking you into the core, getting that spicy margarita with some of our spiciest friends. Christian Corey, you may know them as the Marble Whisperers or the Yoberts. Christian and Corey, please welcome yourself in.
To be getting on Vod's Hot City since you guys launched in 2020 as well.
Yeah, well, you know, we had to make up for the fact that we recorded such a great, impeccable episode that didn't pick up Andrea's audio.
Yeah, it's true. I remember that day. We sat there for hours, we recorded an episode, and then turns out nothing was recorded.
We uncovered so much about that.
Yeah, I literally learned new things about you that I didn't know, and I've known them for about 8 years or so now.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, wow.
It was really nice. You followed us to L.A.
So that's why we're here.
Some would say.
Right, so we're
riding
fucking Soho House. We have beats bumping in the background.
It is a party. We are popping. We have been sipping picantes. It's been good.
It's been a nice Saturday night.
It's a bit of Vod's Hot City.
Mm-hmm. And with a toast to that, what is everyone sipping on tonight?
I have a classy Peroni. I'm DD. I've got a water. It's a Perrier. It's not just any water.
We have some spicy picantes. You gotta get a spicy marg. If you come to Soho House, you get a spicy marg.
Absolutely.
And make sure you don't take pictures, or if you do, make
them. Be discreet.
Be discreet.
Or you can get someone was just called out.
I was.
But it's okay. Enough about Soho.
Enough about Zarhar. So tell us about the tell us about the latest marble.
Our newfound marble thing.
Oh my god.
Well, let me tell you.
I mean, I'm not gonna say the theme's getting to our head. But it's getting to our head. We're famous, actually.
If you've ever heard of a little app called TikTok, these boys here have reached about 70 million views within the past 2 weeks. Now, how did this come about? Give us like a quick snapshot. Highlights of where this table came from and how you got it to hit 17 million.
Hang on, I have to disappear because I wasn't involved in the inception story. The marble table.
Okay, inception. I wanted a dining table. I wanted it to be marble, and I wanted it to be like one of those dramatic marbles, like not just like white or black, but like give me texture, give me color, give me. So I get this notification on OfferUp. It's a green marble table. It's pill shaped, and this thing's broken as fuck, and it needs repair. So I was like, and it was listed for free. So I'm like, I can do that. I get it through OfferUp. I end up.
You can tell your legs shaking. We did a sunrise. We did a skull class night. We're like shaking.
Woo! Well, these chairs are wobbly, wobbly.
So, cue getting the chair, the table. So we've got the table. And then it's time to restore it. And it took us 3 weeks. It had 2 weeks.
3 weeks to restore a marble table.
He found it on OfferUp for free. We did end up paying a little bit just to, like, you know, seal the deal. We got the bag. We got the bag delivered to our house.
Yeah.
Shows up. He films a little humble TikTok. Next thing you know,
it wasn't humble. She was funny as hell. I was laughing. Yeah,
so he did like a I don't know, kind of a voiceover, Modern Family, like real time POV.
Yeah.
So it was serious, which made it funny. And TikTok had a field day.
Yeah.
It had 12 million views, and I never knew people were so passionate about marble.
They really care about it.
I will say this, though, with your home reno and in general, the beautiful things that you've done to rebuild this house in hi-fi, the marble table is the one that piqued the fucking interest.
It's the only
one
we've posted on TikTok.
Mm. Oh, really?
You see,
so if you guys don't know, they have redone pretty much a lot of the... they'll get stuff from IKEA and like redo the entire backyard, and I'm like, this is fucking IKEA, this is like fucking out of a magazine.
They also, the part that bothers me the most is most frustrating, even when they were apartment dwellers to now homeowners, is every time I come over, they just find a way to confuse me with the furniture being moved and the rearrangement of like the beautiful places I would lay my head. Remember the ones time I slept over and I thought I lost the keys to my apartment, but they were in your couch. I was like drunk one night and crashed in your couch because I couldn't find the keys to my house.
I mean, it is a running joke at this point in our friendship where you walk into our house and you say, this is new. No, Sarah, that's been there for 10 years.
Well, they also redid their fucking bathroom, and it's a hotel spa bathroom.
It turned out so nice.
Oh, that's
the bidet. How was your first experience?
Bidet experience.
Wet and wild.
Hot.
Wet and wild.
And
I mean, you guys went in together. Sarah's operating the controls outside the door. Andrew's like, oh. Screaming.
We should have recorded our reaction to this bidet.
We caught the reaction of you sitting down on the bidet where you're like, oh, it's warm. And then you're like peeing, and then next thing we hear is like, no!
And she's squirting and fighting me out of my asshole.
When you have a remote control with so many options, I mean, you just try them all and see what happens, right? Well, that's
look around, see what you like.
With that being said, everyone needs to stop. If you're in historic Filipino town in Los Angeles,
come on
in. No Bird's bathroom is the place to pee.
It's not
wrong. It's now on Airbnb. Just the bathroom. We have a Murphy bed in there, $50 an hour. Yeah. $50 a pee.
I would pay $50
for that. I would up the rate, to be honest.
Oh, damn. You would be upping the rate. We're like getting ready for some marble table merch.
Mm-hmm.
And we just gave the two ladies here a sneak peek. And the first thing they said was, you need to up the rate.
First of all, it's listed as
$15.98. It's too good to be true.
Yeah, it doesn't seem real.
If it was $15.99, I would never buy it. $15.98, always.
Talk about a deal. This just reminded me of this funny story. I took Andrea when she first moved out here to her first strip club, and me, drunk in the car, says, oh, if you check in on Yelp, you get 50% off your tickets. So she checks in, not knowing it's connected to her Facebook. Her mom texts her, hey, why are you at the Body Shop in West Hollywood? That was a fun little, you only got to get a deal when you can find it.
Yeah.
Exactly. You got to get a deal.
Even if it costs you some dignity. Oh my God.
Well, the Yogurts and I have a groupie situation to get back to. I think we can wrap this up.
Okay. Thanks for stopping by the Soho.
Thank you so much for joining us. I'm your membership.
On location. Ooh, yes. Bonsai on site.
Oh, Bonsai on site. Mm. And with that, cheers to y'all. Have a merry Saturday.